Hey, this is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken Press, and I am sitting here today. Yes, this is part of our special coverage here at Keystone Progress Summit in Harrisburg. Sitting here today with Reed Stever from March on Harrisburg.
Woohoo!
Reed, man. Reed, you were out with us last night, too, as well. So we got to go deep in politics last night.
Great to hang with the Raging Chicken Press crew, doing wonderful things. And, really, really nice to spend time with you guys.
Yeah, it was a blast. I mean, what's your take so far? I mean, what'd you, kind of come out to Harrisburg this year? This is your first time out, right?
First time out, yeah. And so the Progress Summit is great. A lot of great speakers, a lot of great, different breakouts. Seeing all the groups that are working hard to kind of usher in this new era of politics in Pennsylvania. And so March on Harrisburg, wanted to be represented here at the summit and continue to get our name out there and our message of, demanding anti-corruption, good government reform.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad you guys are here. I mean, you're here out of here because, I mean, you guys have been tearing it up, man. I mean, Sean Kitchen, for anybody who's listening to this, and Sean has been kind of covering you guys' actions out there in the Capitol. I mean, the Where's Waldo action.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to kind of got
Where
the,
are these legislators?
Right, really. But, I mean, what it's been so inspiring about seeing the work that you all have been doing is that it just seems like every opportunity you've been using to kind of build power and build organizing. So not only you just have a march, right, that kind of takes, say, from Philadelphia to Harrisburg, from Lancaster to Harrisburg, and then you have a little rally outside the Capitol and everybody goes home, but then that itself then becomes the next round of organizing and organizing along the way. So, I mean, so walk us through just a little bit about, kind of that whole approach about kind of, bringing what it seems like a combination of lobbying, of direct action, and real kind of joy and creativity in the process.
Oh, yeah.
So talk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, so it is fun, and it's, the process works something like, the general message is fixing what we can all agree on. And so finding specific bills is kind of the first step of the process. Is right now we're doing a redistricting bill, HB 722. And an anti-bribery bill, HB 39, and also an automatic voter registration bill. So the idea is to find these bills that exist, that have support, for the most part bipartisan support, and taking these over the finish line and getting them achieved. And what it takes and what we're doing is, identifying those bills, meeting with our legislators. We met with, 250 of the 250 legislators, in the Capitol, and then marching behind those bills to raise awareness and build community across the state. And then when the legislature is inevitably non-responsive, we the people have the right to make our case even stronger, which is direct action. When they don't respond to you, this is the way that you can really put these very basic anti corruption reforms in their face, and say respond.
Yep. Yeah, no, and what's, I mean, you look at it like this, and I think the important part about what you just said there is you're finding these bills and to get them past the finish line.
Yeah.
Right, because we all hear when you got politicians that, don't want to take too many risks, but they want to have their name behind bills that they help introduce and things that they co-sponsored, but then when it got to actually having to push to get it over the finish line, that's really where the rubber hits the road. I mean, that's where it matters to the rest of us.
Absolutely. There aren't a lot of genuine fighters in Harrisburg. There are people that will put their name on bills and a lot of people who will not even do that. And so, where are the fighters in the fifth most corrupt state in the country?
Right.
For fighting for good government reform. There hasn't been a reform in a decade that I can name that's significant. And so, when we have problems like budget problems, when we have problems like really anything, why we can't get a severance tax passed, and we're the only state that can't do that, it's because of who's talking to our legislators, and it's not us. We don't have a seat at the table. Who has a seat at the table? The 203 gas lobbyists,
right.
The 900 full-time lobbyists. And so it's about demanding a seat at the table that we pay for.
Yeah, we paid. And we continue to pay for it, right?
We pay for
their decisions, right? We pay for the decisions. We pay for the fact that we're seeing that, I don't know what else to call it, but just highway robbery of our natural resources, highway robbery of our public institutions, right? And then, call it what you will. They want to say, well, this is not bribery. So if I look at it like this. You got lobbyists that are coming in. They're saying they're going to support your campaign. They're going to throw money your way, right? You get to keep the little perks,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the rest of us get screwed. That seems like highway robbery to me.
Yeah. And so March on Harrisburg takes that message, which is no one knows, and I didn't know. I'm a home inspector. You know, this is not what I do full time. I volunteer my time. But when I found out that we're the fifth most corrupt state and that we're one of only 10 states that allow unlimited bribes, and then the legislators name them gifts. You know, when you have that power, you can name them gifts.
Right.
But we know them as bribes. And so when I found out that no one knows that, we've decided to spread that message. You know, this is the root cause. Why are you hitting a wall on every reform you want to achieve? And it's because of the money, Lebowski.
Yeah, there you go. Right. There you go. Everything comes back to the big Lebowski. Come on. So I got to ask you about one of the legislators who's been most supportive of you guys is Daryl Metcalf. So,
Daryl Metcalf.
You've all had some nice little, shall we say, conversations, or lack of conversations,
lack
which
of
led
conversations.
To some more public conversations.
Yeah, it's amazing. Also, when you start to learn about government, you know, aside from what you learn in grade school, is to see how much power one person can have.
Right.
And they're really just one of 203 elected representatives. They shouldn't have a vast amount of power that crushes the voices. There are good voices in Harrisburg that are silenced, and there are people that want reform. And you have legislators like Daryl Metcalf that won't even meet with people, won't meet with constituents. And that's really the block. And so,
yes.
You know, when we found that through lobbying, we didn't know that right away. That's through powers of deduction, meeting with hundreds of legislators. Who has the power structure? About five people,
right.
You know, and they aren't talking to us. They're talking to lobbyists, and they're talking to big money. And so we're going to keep bringing that to the forefront as a connective. You know, we want to create a sort of a fusion movement around this corruption idea and good government reform, because it affects everyone and everything.
That's right. And it's like when you really boil it down to that, you're talking about five people that are really holding up. And what's remarkable to me is that someone like Daryl Metcalf, I mean, he's just, you know, in some sense, he's easy to pick on. But,
absolutely.
But he's also, we have to remember that he has real power.
He has real power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's fascinating about that is that, you know, and you hear this, and again, legislators don't come out, they don't want to make this stuff public. But, you know, the scuttlebutt that you hear, like, even his own caucus thinks the guy is a little bit off his rocker.
Absolutely.
And yet, right, they allow him to keep that power in there,
yeah.
Right? Because they recognize that, yeah, this guy might be, you know, I want to personally distance myself from him, but, you know, the butter that's on his bread is coming on our bread, too, as well.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that I mean, you guys have been drawing such great attention to.
Yeah, it's no accident that he's put in the position he's in, and it's for plausible deniability for people
exactly.
Like Speaker Terzai and Majority Leader Reid. And we're a nonpartisan group, so there are plenty of Democrats that also don't support our efforts that we will be calling out in the future. We give them a chance. We make our case, and we give them a chance to be supportive. And at the end of the day, these are the most basic reforms. They're not debatable.
Right.
This legislation that we want is about giving power back to the people.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, too, about being nonpartisan, because that's one of the things, and make that connection with, say, the gas lobby and things like this, for example, is because that's really where you get to see that this is, that the gas money is everywhere, right,
everywhere.
And it knows no party. And why the kind of stuff that you're talking about, right, what you've been pushing for, the anti-corruption stuff, like the anti-gift laws, right, anti-bribery legislation,
yes.
Right? I mean, it
yes.
should be a no-brainer,
a no-brainer.
Right? But, you know, that becomes so critical. So, all right, so you've got these, you know, I mean, really, I think, successful kind of awareness-building actions that you've been doing so far. And we also point out that, you know, it's not like you guys have an action and then you go away. I mean, you know, you guys are up here all the time. You've got people rotating, doing lobbying stuff, doing lobbying days and meeting legislators both in their district and here in Harrisburg.
Absolutely.
So what's on the horizon now? Where do you guys go from here?
Yeah, so we're in it for the long haul, and, We've done our May March and actions from Philadelphia to Harrisburg. We did our November March from Lancaster to Harrisburg. Now we're going to help organize the Poor People's Campaign, which is the extension of Martin Luther King's Poor People's Campaign that he was organizing at the time he was assassinated. And so that's been a learning experience for me as well, is again about intersectionality of groups and finding that we're all kind of hitting this collective wall and it's affecting all the people. So we're going to help organize that. It'll be 6 weeks of actions at the Capitol across the state and across the country, I'm sorry. There'll be, I think dozens of states participating in this action.
Well, from what I just heard, there was I was speaking to Tammy or Roja, I think my last name might be, from a Lancaster. She worked with Lancaster Stand Up and Put People First. And there's an action, a launch campaign, I guess, on Monday at 11 o'clock in the Capitol, I think is what she was saying to
That's
me.
That's what it is.
And she was saying the number is up to 32 or 37 states across the country, which is remarkable.
Excellent. Yeah. And so we're really excited to be a part of that. And we're spreading that word to UU churches across the state right now. We're doing a tour of about 22 UU churches, plugging into these communities and telling people how they can contact their legislators to start to push these bills over the line. And we can all see this success together, and then everything becomes easier. In the future, we'll be, to get sort of technical with our gerrymandering bill, it has to pass two sessions in a row. This year we have till June 30th to get that passed in order for it to be valid for the next session. So we're going to be working really hard to put that deadline in front of our legislators on both sides of the aisle. This is a real deadline, June 30th, to pass HB 722 and SB 22, which would put the power of redistricting back in the power of in the hands of people, as opposed to legislators picking us, which makes no sense at all. And there's a partisan pendulum that goes back and forth with this gerrymandering thing. We're the third most gerrymandered state in the country. And we're the fifth most corrupt. And then it's easy to see why we trail and are 45th in 10 different metrics of things that people care about.
Exactly. Well, again, it's like you had a nice little gift on the gerrymandering thing recently with the Supreme Court decision.
Absolutely.
And I think that, what I think is most important about that is put this issue right in the front, so people are kind of talking about this now for the first time. So it's kind of like easing up the ground a little bit so we can actually have a real conversation about not just kind of solving this immediate problem that we've got right here at the Supreme Court, but really thinking about how do we make sure that we have fair elections, that all of us are going to be represented equally, and that we're not just going to be packed or cracked in districts as a way of kind of getting one party or the other in office whenever they happen to hold power.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just never going to work. When I get it, meeting with legislators, you see that this is a logical thing for them, is that they're competing all the time.
Right.
What our executive director, Michael Pogue, would say is you can't legislate from a war zone. And so we can't expect anything good to come while you're beating each other over the head. And so the people need to step in, because we've been derelict of duty as well. So the people need to be the ones that are speaking to their legislators and making sure that they're not speaking to people that just want to retain power. Because Pennsylvania can't pass a budget.
Right.
I mean, this is what it is. And there's no sign that they're going to figure that out anytime soon. It'll be good government reform, and it'll be very specific, and it'll be putting these plain truths in front of our legislators over and over again. It always works, eventually.
Yep, absolutely. And it's interesting that being at his Keystone Progress Summit, at this particular point, we just got done listening to Larry Krasner, Crystal Ball, and Chris Rabb, Representative Chris Rabb, really kind of echoing the same message from different angles, right? About that it's the people's moment right now.
Yes.
And who would have suspected, right, where we were now? I mean, it's gone from, look, I think, at least I know that we were doing this, a lot of other groups saying, okay, expected Hillary Clinton to get elected. And so everything was about, okay, how do we not do what they did back when Obama got elected? So everyone's like, yay, then went home.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But how do we kind of keep on pushing her to the left? Now, of course, we got nut job in office, the Cheeto in chief. And so now you got Trump that's kind of out there. And everyone first was like, I can't believe it, moments of depression. And then it's just been unbelievable organizing that has broken out everywhere.
Yes.
And so now we see the fact that you've got Larry Krasner stuff in Philadelphia. We've got Crystal Ball coming talking about how the DNC's kind of approach has to be abandoned from that party. And Chris Rabb kind of talking about the people are the ones who are giving the power. You guys putting this pressure, by bringing kind of anti-corruption legislation, kind of putting spotlight on that. We've got a lot of pieces come together, and it's happening. You can see these pieces right
Absolutely.
Here at the Progress
yeah.
Summit.
And these are things that people, they're not extreme beliefs. These are things
right.
that people agree on. So across the state of Pennsylvania, if you walk up to any door, and I've knocked on a number of doors, and say, money has too much influence in the political system. You're going to see a lot of heads nodding, and they're not going to say, what party are you from? Right. And so as long as we keep that conversation focused on, you know, the levers of power and the corruption, you know, that's where you'll really get progress. You know, we'll be working on all these different levers and all these different teams coming together. But ultimately, we're all in agreement. And so as long as we make that message clear, you know, the people will be on board.
Well, awesome, man. Well, you know, our Ragey Chicken will be there to begin following you guys.
RCP,
you know.
The best.
Hey, there you have it. I mean, it's been quite an inspiration to see what you're all doing. So, man, thank you so much for your work.
Yeah, thank you so much for your work and being, like, you know, the leading muckrakers in Pennsylvania.
Woo-hoo!
And you know, that work is really amazing. And there's not another voice that's really in the trenches, you know, documenting these things and connecting groups. Which I think is just a really essential tool, and it's great, you know, that you guys exist.
Thanks, man. And that's why we're always saying, you know, patreon.com/RCPress. You can become a member for $5 a month because, look, it's either us or no one, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. We're all in, you know. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later. We'll be back with more from Keystone Progress Summit in Harrisburg.